Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow! It is time for the show here on Blog Talk Radio. 1 week from tomorrow will be WWE Survivor Series War Games. And I told you during the week that the matches for Survivor Series, some will be official Friday Night SmackDown, and they were. They were. I told you. So now, Damage Control versus Charlotte, Bianca, Shotzi, and now Becky Lynch. Now, I told you it was going to be or Jay Carson, and it was Becky Lynch who was the partner. So now, like I said, it'll be Bayley, Asuka, Io Sky. And Kairi Sane, like I said, versus Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, and Becky next Saturday in Chicago, Illinois. Saying that it's going to be fun at Survivor Series because Randy Orton might return. That'd be cool to see. But Cody Rhodes might pick L.A. Knight. But L.A. Knight might get attacked. And that means Randy Orton will be the guy who will replace L.A. Knight in that match against Judgment Day. More matches are getting, you know, official. But like I said, 1 week from today, we will do the WWE prediction show live here on the program for that event. I can't wait. We'll see what happens. Tomorrow night is AEW on the pay-per-view. We're not going to do the AEW prediction show, but if you want to, you can go watch it on pay-per-view. Usually AEW does it on Sunday, but why are they waiting now? So like I said, they're doing it tomorrow, not Sunday, because I guess they're going home for the holidays. That means AEW on Wednesday will be taped on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. When we will see, we'll see what happens on that. You know, I'm getting off track here because I have to talk about AEW, but I really don't care. Team 4-0 for the first time under Jeff Caples. Yeah, they won 107-56. Pitt's next game will be Wednesday at home. So, if Jeff Caples getting his team going good, we'll see. Now, it's been really an up and down for it's really, really doing a fantastic job right now. But everybody's saying they haven't faced any tough teams yet. Yeah, that is true. But is Pitt an elite team now under Jeff Caples? Maybe. I'm not going to throw anything in the jack-in-the-box right now. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I think it would be wrong for me to say that right now. I'm not throwing that in the Jack in the Box day that Pitt is an elite team. So we'll see goes with all that. But congratulations to Pitt, 4-0. Let's see if they can make it 5-0 on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The Penguins arrived in Raleigh, North Carolina this evening after a loss at home against the Devils. Now, the Penguins have a back-to-back game, one tomorrow night, one Sunday night against Vegas at home, one against the Rangers on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then one against Buffalo next Friday night at 6. And then next Saturday at home against Toronto. Now, this gives a chance for the Penguins to see how they really are. You know, after, like I said, after that little bit of, I'm going to say 3-6, whatever was said, like I said, whatever was said before that Western Coast trip actually worked. Maybe this what the Penguins need. A smack up their head, a kick in the pants, and now they're 8-7. Crosby's been doing well. Malkin's been doing well. Letang, Carlson, Jari, who gives a damn? But who cares? So, we'll see what the Penguins do in Raleigh, but I think the Penguins win tomorrow, they go to Raleigh and they win 5-2. Now against Vegas. Well, congratulations, Undertaker. So, let's see. So, they're going to play Vegas on Sunday. I'm going to pick the Penguins win 4-3. Penguins win 4-3 against Vegas. So I don't understand why these games are very connected with each other. You know, I think it's stupid to play a Sunday NHL game. You wait until after the Super Bowl in the NFL. That's when you start playing Sunday games in the NFL. I'm sorry, in the NHL. When the NFL is over, there you go. But no, they can't wait for all that bullshit to be over with. They want to do their own stuff. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens on that. I'm not going to talk about the NBA because I'm not going to because they're in a tournament right now. Stupid, right? Yeah, I think it's dumb too. Play a tournament game during a regular season game is outrageous. I think it's outrageous that there's a tournament going on in the NBA right now. And why is the league doing this? Why is the league doing this? They're doing this because they want money for themselves. The NBA cares about the players. They don't. Okay? They don't give a damn about the players. They don't care about the coaches. They don't care about anybody. The NBA is just like the NFL and the NHL. They don't care. They never will care. So we'll see what happens. In 2 weeks from Monday, I'm going to pick who's going to win the World Series, who's going to be in the World Series. So that's going to be in 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. So we're tuning in that show. The MLB is getting ready. Like I said, they're in the offseason. Good for them. But the MLB is, you know, getting, like I said, getting all this stuff. But my thing is, the MLB is trying to short out everything in the World Series. Now, they said they want the World Series to be over right around Halloween. Is that right? Yeah, okay. So, they're getting their wish a little bit. They got their wish this year because it was over just right after Halloween. But I won't be surprised with all these meetings, with all this stuff that happened this year, you know, there's challenges by the coaches. There's challenges. Now, like I said, there's all that crap. Good for that. But who's getting screwed here? Who's getting screwed right now? That's right. Every team in the MLB are the ones who are getting screwed. And I won't be surprised if there's a team meeting. I won't be surprised, team meeting, I'm sorry, a meeting again, to determine what they're going to do about the DH. They should keep it. They're going to keep it, I hope, about the extra innings, the second base. I like that. I like the challenges that they've been doing. But the MLB down their way, we'll see what happens. Now, I said the other night about every broadcaster, play-by-play analyst, PN. Yeah, and I mean it. Every ESPN broadcaster, they all suck. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing at all. So they can have some mess up or some other thing, but ESPN letting all these broadcasters, play-by-play analysts, do whatever they want, right? Good for them. But they're getting paid, what, $1,000 a year, $2,000? It depends who you are, how famous you really are. That's how it goes. But I think for me to put my name out there. Yeah. So I think it's time for me to get what I want. You gave chance at the ESPN broadcaster, analyst, play-by-play, who does all the play-by-play crap. I think I can do a good job, too. Yeah. So, I'm doing this right now, and I think it's time for me to do a sports, you know, whatever. I think I'm ready to go to ESPN, Walt Disney, whatever. I could do it all. I could do a better job than any ESPN analyst. Yeah. Now, ESPN has been cutting jobs, has been cutting every employee on the air. Yeah. They've been doing it for a long time. Play-by-play analysts of ESPN people got, you know, lost their jobs this year because of the economy. Yeah. Yeah. Or they weren't that good at it anymore. Or they were just an act. Well, here's my thing. I think it's my time. Right now, I think that I'm telling you this right now, I'm ready. I'm ready for that phone call right now to come to ESPN or whatever, Hollywood. But you know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to Hollywood, knock on the door, yeah, knock on Walt Disney's door or on Hollywood, whatever, and say it's my time. It's my time to bring me to television. It's my time to do everything. Yeah. I'm going to fly to California and do that. And make sure, like I said, the writer's strike is over, right? Yeah, it's over. So, like I said, Hollywood, here I come. If anybody wants to know if I'm going to do it, yeah, I will do it. Because it is my time. It's my time to come to Hollywood and kick ass. I think I've been proving this on this show for 11 years now, can do this. Now, 11 years ago, I started out as a rookie. Yeah, as a rookie. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. No, I did not. I did not know how to run a show. Being written down. You don't see me writing things down. Well, I don't do that for my show. I don't write things down. I'm not like all those other broadcasters or ESPN, whatever, who write things down. My show is not scripted. What I'm saying here on the program is the truth. I don't, like I said, I don't have nobody but me. I'm my own director. I'm my own writer. I'm my own everything. I don't need no Hollywood producers who does my show for me. No. That's why I can do this show without writing things down. Because I, like I said, I've been doing this for 11 years. And what I say on this program is what I say. Because like I said, I don't write things down. I don't practice this shit. I come out here and I say what I say is because it's the truth. I'm not like those ESPN gurus. I'm not like those play-by-play analyst who writes things, gets the right things down with directors. That's not me. No. No one's going to write things for my show except for me. You go to Hollywood. I probably will. It's going to be on my own terms. I'm going to be my own producer, my own director, my own writer. Because like I said, I'm coming to Hollywood. You can for damn sure that is going to happen soon. Because what I'm saying right now is, like I said, I'm coming to Hollywood. And like I said, I don't need no lecture. I don't need no one telling me what to do. Because I'm going to be telling myself what to do. Program, it's me. I come out with all this stuff. Nobody else but me. So, if I was me, like I said, coming to Hollywood soon. And I mean it. And what am I doing in Hollywood? Time will tell. Time will tell. But when, like I said, when am I going to come to Hollywood? Soon, right? Soon. But you never know when I'll be there. I could be there by this weekend. I could be there any time. But we'll see. We'll see, huh? But when it does happen, can't wait to have all my fans who listens to this show follows me. And I hope that all you do. I just hope everybody does, you know, come with me to this journey. My journey is not over. Now, next week, I'm going to be doing... Basically, what is it? Next week, next Friday is my 900th episode, 1,000 episodes next week. It's a celebration for me next week. Whatever. I can't wait for that. We're about to do the prediction show here for the NFL. But like I said, time will tell. So let's talk about the NFL. There's an investigation going on against the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. The reason I'm saying that is because of Joe Burrow. Now, Joe Burrow had a hurt wrist. Now, everybody wants to know, when did Joe hurt that wrist? Was it in yesterday's game or before yesterday's game? Or was it a couple of weeks ago? Nobody knows. But now Joe Burrow is done for the season. He's a torn in his wrist. Cincinnati is now 5-5 on the season. Now there's an investigation going against Cincinnati right now. Oh, boy. First, you lose your quarterback. Now this. Joe Burrow's in big, I mean, sorry, Cincinnati is in big, big trouble. They really are. And if this goes down to an investigation, I mean, holy crap. Holy crap, there might be some suspensions, some fines to the coaching staff, the owners. Joe Burrow, like I said, came in with a cast on yesterday before the game. He did. Was Joe Burrow hurt in the game on last Sunday's game or the day before? I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows when Joe was hurt. When Burrow was hurt, then he got hurt. Then he was really in pain after he threw that touchdown to Joe Mixon. So is Cincinnati in big trouble now without Joe Burrow? I mean, like I said, they're 5-5 on the season, and the backup almost beaten the Ravens in Baltimore last night. I mean, it almost happened. How bad would have been if a backup quarterback who hasn't started in the game in a while, in a long time, comes in and beats you on your home field? Like I said, it almost happened last night. The Ravens almost lost to Cincinnati, but they didn't. The Ravens did win. The Ravens did win 34-20. But, like I said, there's an investigation now going on in Cincinnati. What will happen, we don't know. We don't know at this time. I'm hoping to have more news on that next week. Hopefully I'll have more news over the weekend, but I won't be back till Monday. But if that does happen, how bad will the Cincinnati Bengals be in? How big in trouble will they be in I don't know. We'll see what happens on that. Like I said, Cincinnati lost 34-20. But I'll have more news on this next week. So Sunday is football. Tomorrow is college, but Sunday's football. So ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Steelers-Cleveland. Both teams are 6-3. Both teams are behind, not Baltimore. I'm picking the Steelers to go up to Cleveland to win 28-17. Raiders and the Dolphins. Raiders looking good, but the Dolphins are back off of their bye week. The Dolphins will win this game 35-31. Bears and the Detroit Lions. Justin Fields is back, but the Lions. I like Dan Campbell, man. Dan Campbell and the Lions beat the Bears 31-17. Tennessee and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-21. Chargers at the Packers. I'm picking a upset here. Packers win 38-17. Cardinals and the Texans. CJ Steele. Having a good year. I'm picking Texas. Texas win this game. Houston Texans, they win 37-28. How about those Cowboys, everybody? How about those Dallas Cowboys putting a licking on the New York Giants last week? Dak Prescott had a great game, didn't he? He put a beating down on those Giants. throwing four touchdowns, over 300 yards, and rushing a touchdown. C.D. Lamb had a great game as well. I'm picking the Cowboys to win this game 38-17. Giants and the Commanders. Daniel Jones is out. He's been out since last week. I'm going with the Washington Commanders. 35-17. Fox 49ers. Good luck to Baker Mayfield. This defense is now dangerous. 49ers win, 43-18. Jets and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills look like they're out of sync. But don't worry, Buffalo will get the win against the Jets, 38-28. Seattle and the Rams from Los Angeles. The Rams are back from their bye week. I'm going with those Rams. Final score, 35-28. Vikings and the Broncos, Sunday Night Football. Justin Jefferson is now questionable in that game. I'm picking the Broncos. I'm picking those Broncos. I like how the, you know, Vikings got a little bit of winning, but I'm picking those Broncos to win at a high stadium, 37-31. And the Eagles in Kansas City. The two brothers, Jason and Travis, facing each other in Kansas City to win. Like I said, it's a rematch from the Super Bowl this year, but I'm going with Kansas City. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be 52-49. Kansas City wins on a field goal. And then Thursday night for Thanksgiving. And then we'll get in that next week's show here on the program on that. And that's for Sunday's games and Mondays as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to thank this band for being on the program all week. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are right now to finish out this week. Ladies and gentlemen, Alta Bridge. Thank you. Radio. Thank you to Alta Bridge for being here on the program the entire week. And that is it for me here tonight. Everybody have a good evening. And talk to you guys here on Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.